As Independence Day arrives, it's a divisive time in the U.S. Siena College is out with the results of a survey asking New Yorkers about patriotism. Most of us pause to celebrate on the 4th of July. 71% of respondents told Siena pollsters they consider themselves to be patriotic. Men a little bit stronger on patriotism than women, and older New Yorkers more patriotic than younger New Yorkers. Don Levy is director of the Siena College Research Institute.
80% of New Yorkers say that they're proud to be an American. We see, interestingly, that both in terms of patriotism and in terms of being proud to be an American, the older you are here in the state of New York, you're more patriotic, you describe yourself as being more patriotic and more proud to be an American than younger New Yorkers. And Republicans tend to describe themselves as being more patriotic and prouder to be an American than do Democrats.
Levy says many folks opt to dress in patriotic colors on Independence Day.
Over half of us, 55%, say that they plan to wear red, white, and blue for the holiday. But virtually all of us, 77%, say, you know what, I'm going to pause to celebrate our country on the 4th. And three-quarters of us say that hearing the Star Spangled Banner fills us with pride.
When it comes to behaviors and attitudes associated with patriotism, the poll finds 52% of New Yorkers say that they vote in all or nearly all elections.
We don't see a great deal of variation by Democrats and Republicans, but independents only say that they vote at the rate of 44%. Young people between 18 and 34, they vote at the lowest rate. In fact, 35% of the people we spoke to, 18 to 34, say that they either never vote or only vote once in a while. How about volunteering? 32% of us say that they volunteer very often to help others in their community. And about the same amount, 32%, one-third, say that they very often talk about politics or local affairs with their friends and family. Again, older New Yorkers more inclined to both volunteer and to discuss politics with friends and family.
What about forms of nonviolent protest that have garnered headlines in recent years?
We asked people, does it make you feel angry to see someone not stand for the Star Spangled Banner or the Pledge of Allegiance? There we see a split amongst New Yorkers. 52% say, yes, absolutely, it bothers me. But 45% say it does not make them angry. Again, Republicans, at the rate of 80%, are upset when someone doesn't stand. Democrats, 63% of Democrats, are not bothered by that behavior.
The survey also touched on freedom of speech and flag burning. More on that at WAMC.org. Siena conducted the poll June 11 through 18 by random phone calls to 348 New York adults via landline and cell phones and 456 responses drawn from a proprietary online panel of New Yorkers. The sample has an overall margin of error of plus or minus 3.8 percentage points. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.